Despite what many think, Florida did not have the most problems in last year's presidential election. An analysis conducted by the Chicago Tribune found that Illinois actually had more election errors. The state had 10,000 more uncounted presidential votes than Florida did. Chicago accounted for the majority of Illinois' problems, making it the most error-ridden presidential election of any U.S. city, NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
Chicago election officials know better than anyone why Palm Beach was the headline for 2 months and not Chicago. Langdon Neal is chairman of the city's Board of Election Commissioners.
If we had had a close election in Illinois, we would have been the center of attention.
As it was, Al Gore easily won Illinois, which is why it escaped scrutiny in the election aftermath. Even if all the uncounted votes went to George W. Bush, Gore still would have won the state. But Florida was dead even, and the legal drama that ensued uncovered a dirty little secret about American elections. They are fraught with errors.
I think what November has proven to us is we must become educators also, and we can't assume that our public is comfortable with our voting machinery.
Neal blames Chicago's 2000 election problems on voter error, but also on the Illinois state legislature. Lawmakers refused to allow Chicago and Cook County to use a machine commonly referred to as second-chance technology. The machine instantly rejects ballots that have been punched incorrectly, and then it allows voters to correct their mistakes.
If we had been allowed to use it, this never would have happened. And if the voters are upset, I concur with them, and I am upset too.
Chicago and Cook County spent $25 million to upgrade its election system. But at the same time, a record number of local candidates were seeking office. The ballot was more crowded than ever, 456 names on one ballot, all of which led to mass confusion. Chicago's poorest minority districts had the most errors, like the 37th Ward, a predominantly black neighborhood where Erica Owens lives. She says she could read the names on the ballots.
But if you're not paying attention, you can accidentally punch the one before or the one after. So I'm not pleased with that. So hopefully they'll change that. So then you think with all these computerized, you know, things going on, going, you know, 21st century, you think they would, you know, come up with a technology much better than this because it's just ancient.
Emma Mitz is the alderman in the 37th Ward. She's heard many similar complaints from other constituents.
I think it's awful and I don't really know what happened, and I know the lines were long, and because of the butterfly ballot, it was kind of confusing. So if you, for many that don't know how to read, they also was concerned about the closeness of the numbers and not knowing what to punch.
Such confusion has election experts concerned. Curtis Gans runs the Committee for the Study of the American Electorate in Washington.
We're not going to get away from these problems unless we improve the system. It is, you know, it is sad that Illinois in this election was at the bottom of the list in terms of the number of uncounted ballots, but it is a problem that has existed in every election. Since we moved to automated systems of voting.
Florida revealed systemic problems with voting in America, and now cities like Chicago are proving the problem is more widespread than ever imagined. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.